Hi, it's Barbara Nebraska, and I'm giving my roundup, my review of day one at NEDA, the Nebraska Educational Technology Conference. We had a great keynote speaker this morning. It was Peter H. Reynolds, who owns Fable Vision and Animation-ish, and he just had a really positive outlook on creativity being really important and not to overlook that with our new economy. Making sure that we encourage our creativity. And so using our new tools for this, it was just really great. He just had a real positive message. Then I went to my first session, and you'll notice a theme with all my breakout sessions. My first one was Enhance Your Lessons with the iPod Touch, and that was a school in Plattsmouth, and they received a grant for 5 iPod Touches, and one of their projects they did was a great idea. Every year, the third graders go on the Arbor Day farms, and so the kids wrote their questions on what they would ask the caretaker of the farm, and then they had them on their iPod Touch to ask while they were touring the farm, and then they recorded some of the interview, and then they gave the students digital cameras, and I think she said they took 200 pictures, and then when they got back, they had to write a little summary, and they used those pictures and made a Comic Life page, each student did, and then they printed it, bound it together and printed it in color, and it was a really nice book, nice keepsake, and so that was a really neat idea. Then my next session was another iPod Touch class, and it was with the schools in Shelton, Nebraska, and I'm not sure what area of Nebraska that is, but a really great idea. They also won a large grant for a large area, and several schools use them, and how they manage it. The high school students really take a lot of ownership of this, and they do the blogging and of what apps they add, how they pass it on to the teacher, who passes on to the student, and that was really neat to see that the students were really taking a big part into using the iPod Touches, and I really enjoyed that. Then I went to go get my boxed lunch, huge line, and so I was 10 minutes late for my next session, and that was social networking sites with Meg Ormison, and she is one of my Twitter friends, and last night she tweeted to me that she was coming and really looking forward to it, and I had tweeted back to her that I was going to go to this session. Well, I was 10 minutes late to it because of the line for the lunches. And I understand that at the beginning of the session, she said, "Where is Barbara, Nebraska?" So when we were in a breaking point in her session where she had like small group discussion about social networking that you shared with people around you, I ran up there because a woman next to me said, "You're Barbara Nebraska?" So I ran up and introduced myself. And so she stopped and said, "Yes, this is Barbara Nebraska." So I had another 15 minutes of fame again at NEDA. So that was very fun. Then I went to Lynn Spady's workshop on It's on Our iPod. And she had a lot of good nuts and bolts about iPod Touch ownership, and talked about the carts, talked about the cases, talking about syncing it, and that was really good, and so I really appreciated her. But one thing she had a document camera for $69, and it was IPEVO, I think is what she called it, so I have to check that out, because that sounded like a great deal, because some of those document cameras are very, very expensive. Then I had a break, and so I hung out at the PLN Plaza, Personal Learning Network Plaza, and juiced up my iPod Touch. And that was very fun visiting with everybody and adding a bunch of people to my people I've met in real life list. And then I went and checked out the Apple Room, and I touched an iPad, and so that was very exciting. They look very cool, so I don't know. I'm an Apple fangirl. Then my last session, I went to an iPod Touch workshop again, and this was a woman in Norfolk, Nebraska, and they have 600 iPod Touches, and it's the whole district, and she also talked about training the teachers. She takes 4 months to train teachers, I suppose, so that the teachers are more comfortable in using them and knowing exactly how to implement them. And then the students get iPod touches, and once they can show the responsibility of turning it in at the end of the night, they can take them home. And then she also talked about how she can put parental controls. She can do a lot more with controlling what's on there. So that was very interesting. So that was day one. Looking forward to day two. So everybody have a good day.